We have talked this pandemic about a shortage of workers, but that was already a problem in manufacturing before COVID. Anlie Herring of member station WESA reports on two Pittsburgh area factories trying to cope with the challenge of hiring.
Business at O'Neill Manufacturing Services in Ambridge, northwest of Pittsburgh, picked up last year as the economy reopened and factories were pushed into overdrive.
It was full bore. More. We need more. We need to catch up. We've got all this backlog.
Gus Cassida is general manager at O'Neill. The company makes parts for forklifts, cranes, and other heavy equipment. He says at any given time over the past year, the factory has been trying to hire 5 to 6 workers for its 100-person staff.
So if you see anybody with an orange hat on, that means they're new employees. So you'll see a lot of orange hats with two guys at one machine. It's because he's actually training right now.
Cassida says the plant fills positions only to see existing workers leave for higher pay or stop showing up for their shifts. He says he's really been hustling, making more visits to trade and tech schools in the area trying to recruit students, and the company is doing lots of advertising of jobs. There's a big hiring sign on its building. There are ads on the radio, at gas station pumps.
Now we're talking about pizza boxes, you know, and saying, hey, can we buy an advertisement? We can put our logo and our hiring information on your pizza box.
Hiring is a problem for manufacturers across the country. On the job site, indeed, there are twice as many openings in the sector as there were right before the pandemic. But interest among applicants hasn't rebounded like in other industries, says Anne Elizabeth Conkle, an economist at Indeed.
Really what we've seen during the course of the pandemic is that job seeker interest has shifted towards jobs that have higher advertised wages and those that are likely to be remote.
Federal estimates show that average pay in manufacturing lags behind that in other sectors, including transportation and warehousing. But last year, O'Neill raised the starting wage at its Ambridge plant from about $15 to roughly $18 an hour, and it now offers quarterly bonuses for good attendance. Cassida, the general manager, says some workers who once quit have actually come back. And Nate Lang, a maintenance technician, says his pay has gone up significantly since he started working at O'Neill almost 3 years ago.
The raises were there. They offer several incentives with that, and I achieved those.
Still, like a lot of factories, O'Neill runs round the clock, with overnight and early morning shifts that are sometimes unpredictable.
There's been times where I've been here till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Start at 6 in the morning and you stay to get the machine back online because, you know, in our department, that's what's needed.
Many workers will no longer tolerate those kinds of hours. Another challenge with manufacturing is that much of the work has to be done in person.
You can't assemble products in your living room.
Renee Shiraishi is Chief Human Resources Officer at Accutronic, a transportation and aerospace manufacturer in Pittsburgh. During the pandemic, the company has mostly recruited for positions like accountants and engineers, jobs that arguably could be done from home. But Shiraishi says Accutronic avoids remote work because it could create a, quote, two-class system.
We work in manufacturing. We have colleagues that don't have the option to work remotely.
Shiraishi says hiring has improved in recent months, but Neil Ashbaugh of the workforce development agency New Century Careers says manufacturers face headwinds that predated the pandemic.
Because of the continuing movement away from employment by the baby boomer generation. So if you looked at it then, that we were already under pressure to find and develop and train the next generation.
And because the pandemic has contributed to a rise in early retirement, Ashbaugh says it could push more companies to consider high-tech and robotic solutions, which require fewer workers. For Here and Now, I'm Anlie Herring.